Girls are told to act like predatory males and to behave in that way. And it leads to all kinds of problems.
And we're back with more of the Bringing Up Girls radio special with the world's most trusted parenting authority, Dr. James Dobson. Here again is co-host Penna Dexter.
Dr. Dobson, I think what happens as you follow up on these influences that you have just described is that you end up with this hookup culture,
yes,
where sex is so casual that it's absolutely unbelievable, I think, to those of us who are adults. It's just part of an evening.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be a date, just a group of people going out sometimes and people end up together. And girls who participate in this type of culture used to be considered sort of trampy,
yeah,
but now they're mainstream, aren't they?
They are mainstream, and that's one of the saddest things that we see going on today. Girls are told that they should be rude and crude and loud and immodest, and that in order to be popular, they have to give themselves and not even ask, will you call me in the morning? You know, it's totally changed where girls are told to act like predatory males and to behave in that way. And it leads to all kinds of problems, to say nothing about, you know, sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancies out of wedlock and abortion and all the things that come with it. That's the popular culture. That is the hookup culture. And it is devastating to girls.
And of course, girls are not boys, as you've described so well in Bringing Up Girls. Girls are made different. They're special. They have different physiologies, different brains, which was so interesting to me. And so these girls cannot be like boys. And when they do these things, they're affected almost worse than boys to some degree, aren't they?
Yes. And, you know, before we went on the air, we were talking about a favorite author for both of us, Wendy Schlitt. And I wrote about her quite a bit in this book.
You did.
Because she wrote a book called Girls Gone Mild, trying to pull girls back from what we're talking about. And then another one called Return to Modesty. I recommend those books for all parents because when talking about this subject and what's happening in the popular culture, there's nothing written in my books or anybody else's that really zeroes in on that more than Wendy Schlitt did. I reported a lot of what she said, and that's in my book, too.
Well, she's part of the good news, and she's had a great influence, and that's part of the good news. But before we get to some of the things, yeah, that parents can do, there's one other influence, and that's the entertainment industry.
It is. You mentioned earlier about the bad girls that are out there, Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and Angelina Jolie and so many others. The list is changing all the time, but these are the ones that are most influential right now. And they've become role models, and they are almost universally brash, and they represent this hookup culture. And what happens is these young girls want to be like that. They see the movies and they're into the music. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, they can't be like that. They don't look like that. They compare themselves to these gorgeous girls who are having so much fun, it seems. And then they try to emulate that, but it's something they can't be and will never be. You know, these scrawny little kids that are just trying to grow up and they're in braces and they have acne and all those things. It's part of the hatred that I was referring to earlier because they look at these role models and say, that's what I want to be. And they have no idea how to get there. It's just part of this toxic culture that I'm talking about.
Of course, the reason that we even need this book and parents need this guidance is because of what we're facing in this culture. You call it a river of culture. What is that?
I did. I devoted a chapter to that. Yeah, you know, the culture carries everything downstream with it. It's very, very difficult to oppose it. You get in that stream and you will find yourself drifting in that direction. because people have so much influence on each other. And it's really what I was talking about. When I was young, the river of culture was just a gentle stream. You know, it was carrying us along toward adulthood, and most of us made it without a ripple. But now it's like the Colorado River crashing through the Grand Canyon. And if parents are not aware of that river and what it does and where it leads, their kids will just float along into uncharted waters, and anything can happen there. It is a different world, Penna, as you know. You've raised a daughter too, haven't you?
Well, I have. And, you know, so many of the things that you wrote in the book resonated with me. The boys' book came out when my boys were grown up, and then the girls' book comes out when my girls are grown up. But I do resonate with a lot of it. And, you know, one thing that I found as I read that chapter on the river of culture was that, you know, girls usually have a deep down desire to get married at some point.
Yes.
But what this culture is doing and what they're doing in response to the culture makes that less and less likely, doesn't it?
It does. And it makes them angry at men. It just undermines the whole concept of marriage. And, of course, now, there's so much in the culture about marriage being passé. It's just an old-fashioned thing. And sleeping together or living together is no big deal. Girls get the bad end of that one, too. It's really unfortunate that girls pay most of the price for irresponsible behavior and immoral behavior. It's wrong for both. There is no double standard, but it's the girls who get pregnant and the girls who have the worst time with sexually transmitted diseases. It's the girls who are more emotionally vulnerable and easily wounded and easily hurt. They're made that way. And if they're told that they can get in and compete in that world with predatory males, they are going to get hurt and get hurt badly. That's why early sexual behavior is also linked to suicide and to any number of harmful activities.
And you're listening to Dr. James Dobson talking about his new book, Bringing Up Girls. Coming up,
it was that letter that caused me to resign my position at USC. It was a coveted position. I walked away from it and started Focus on the Family, primarily for the purpose of getting the message out to families without having to leave home.
We'll be right back with more from Dr. James Dobson and Penna Dexter. This is the Bringing Up Girls radio special.
From the world's most trusted parenting authority, Dr. James Dobson, comes his long-awaited follow-up book to Bringing Up Boys. Tyndale House Publishers presents Bringing Up Girls, practical advice and encouragement for those shaping the next generation of women.
We'll deal with girls of all ages, from babyhood to adulthood, and we'll consider the landmines that surely lie ahead. We'll talk about teaching girls to be ladies. We'll discuss the search for self-worth, sexual awakening, single parenting, emotional development, and the how-tos of raising girls. And of course, we'll deal with puberty, adolescence, and the obsession with beauty.
Help your daughters meet the challenges that come their way and guide them to become healthy, happy, and successful women. Bringing Up Girls, the highly anticipated new book by Dr. James Dobson, available from Tyndale, everywhere books are sold.